KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is warning Iran's supreme leader against trying to rebuild his nuclear program. Mr. Trump says Ayatollah Ali Khamenei should be, in the president's words, very worried. President Trump says there is a lesson to be learned from the anti-ICE rioting in Minneapolis.
Maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch, but you still have to be tough. These are criminals. We're dealing with really hard criminals.
Mr. Trump interviewed by NBC's Tom Yamas. Mr. Trump says it was his idea to scale back the number of federal agents in Minnesota as long as local authorities hand over illegals jailed for serious crime. Today is a day, the U.S. Capitol, the place, the 74th annual National Prayer Breakfast.
Regardless of our backgrounds, our roles, or our viewpoints, we come together with a shared desire to seek wisdom, guidance, and perspectives beyond ourselves. That is the heart of why this gathering matters.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall co-hosting the gathering with Democrat colleague Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. President Trump is speaking at the breakfast. Family of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, kidnapped from her Arizona home last weekend, is appealing for her safe return. Her daughter, Today Show's Savannah Guthrie, and her siblings posting a video to Instagram appealing to the kidnappers.
We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her.
Savannah describes her mother's health as fragile and says she's without the medication she needs to survive. On Wall Street, the Dow down 244 points. NASDAQ is off 257. This is SRN News. Big change at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, it's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has announced two more arrests following an anti-government protest in a Minnesota church last month, bringing the number of people arrested to nine. In a social media post, Bondi named the two latest arrestees as Ian Austin and Jerome Richardson. A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted all nine on federal civil rights charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers. This is SRN News. Tenants facing high costs are turning to Rent Now, Pay Later services.
Those services, like Flex and Affirm, allow renters to split their rent payments, which they say will help them to manage cash flow. However, consumer advocates warn the products often act like short-term loans with high fees, sometimes leading to triple-digit interest rates. And critics argue these services don't solve the issue of affordability in the rental market and may lead to much higher rents. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk has an ambitious plan. He's talking about putting data centers in space and running them with solar power. To help him reach the goals, Musk is merging SpaceX with his AI business. He plans to raise a lot of money in the stock market later in the year. More details at srnnews.com.